A weekend of high winds and lightning has proved a recipe for disastrous wildfire across the Northwest. Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
On Friday night, a cold front moved in across the region, bringing high winds and lightning, but no rain. Ben Shearer is an information officer on the Grass Valley Fire, a blaze near the Grand Coulee Dam in north central Washington that started midday Saturday and has since grown to over 45,000 acres, the largest in the state.
15-25 mile an hour winds. It was actually pushing the fire faster than firefighters could work with it.
At least 300 people were told to evacuate their homes in the area. A state highway was also closed because of downed power lines, and Shearer says due to livestock seeking refuge on the road.
So that's not uncommon to have, cattle and sheep and horses and whatever wildlife get up on the road when there's a fire.
Other fires in Washington have consumed at least 9 homes. In Oregon, a fire in the Columbia River Gorge threatened at least 100 homes and shut down a small section of U.S. Highway 30 near Mosier. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.